Our next guest's trophy cabinet is jam-packed.
Unbelievable! The footy gods are here!
All Australian, two best and fairest, AFL Players Association's Best Captain Award, the Robert Rowe's Most Courageous Player in the League Award, and he captained in an AFL Premiership.
Who would have thought the sequel would be just as good as the original?
This man is the definition of the iconic Bloods culture. Eddie put Perth's little old Basil in the national spotlight.
Thanks, Basil.
Please welcome AFL legend, Brett Kirk.
Oh, Kirky, hey. Good morning. Michelle Anderson, Xavier Ellis, and lovely to catch up with you again, mate. Wow, what a record, Kirky.
Good morning. Thanks very much.
Kirky, you spent some time over here in the West. So despite all of those great things that happened in Sydney, we forget that you were part
Stopped
of the WA furniture with Freo under Rossi Lyon for a little bit, and fond memories of having the Kirk tribe over here in Freo.
Yeah, that's right, mate. In 2013, we drove across the country and with my wife and five kids, and we set up camp over in East Freo for 3 years. Really successful period for the Dockers. Fortunate enough to be involved in the grand final in 13. And, love the place. It holds a special memory. Some really good friends still over there.
Kirky, big weekend for the Sydney Swans, and they're super familiar with the grand final environment. You've been there as a club many a time. How's this week shaping up for the club?
Yeah, it's interesting being in Sydney. It's a lot different to any other footy state. So you don't sort of get petrol from the petrol station or get in a supermarket and sort of someone recognises you and starts talking about the grand final coming up. It's a pretty easy vibe around the place. We had an open session yesterday. There was quite a few people there, but other than that, it's sort of business as usual for us.
Nice. And exciting yesterday, Buddy Franklin saying that he'll stay on as well.
And what a way to do it.
I know. Just one slip more. It in there. One more.
Yeah, I personally didn't think Lance was ever going to play anywhere else. I think, there's a few things that had to fall in line. He's a really strong family man, and him and Jacinta obviously had to make a decision on what was next for them and the family. And, I think it's fantastic that he's signing on for another year. He's a great fella, great guy to have around your footy club, and he's still playing some really strong footy.
Yeah, and everyone, of course, was like we were saying earlier, maybe 6 years or so, and here he is, phenomenal.
Punches out of the 10, yeah, no dramas there. Hey, Kirky, just a quick one. Josh Kennedy, who I think's been one of Sydney's champions.
Our Josh Kennedy?
Josh Kennedy.
Oh, don't bring it up.
I've seen him sitting on the bench a few times. What's his role at the moment? He'd obviously be envious that he's not out there, but he looks to be playing an important role.
Yeah, Josh is a really strong leader around a footy club, and he's involved in everything other than putting the boots on game day. So, during the week, he's involved with prep. He comes in and sits in a part of the match committee, and we look at the opposition. And game days, he's helping out with Coxie around stoppages. He's got a really great footy brain, and he obviously got great relationships with our players to be able to talk to him game day.
It's a big day for everyone at the club, obviously, and shapes as a huge grand final. Kirky, we heard the thanks, Basil, there at the very start in the intro. Can you believe a little innocuous opener that we did at, I think it was Etihad or Telstra or a Colonial, whatever it was at the time.
About 30 names.
For a round three Essendon versus Port Adelaide game would still be kicking. In fact, it's probably grown legs since then.
It's certainly grown legs.
I have a giggle because and my son, all his mates, they know it off by heart. They give me a fair bit of stick around it. I walk around the boundary and someone yells out, "Thanks, Basil." So it's funny how it's, I was fair dinkum. I was kind of like, it was the first time our Saturday Arvo crew were together. So I thought, I'd do something different here other than talk about the weather and the tension in the rooms and have a bit of a yarn. And, I've copped a bit of stick over the time, but I wasn't taking the piss at all. It's fair dinkum.
It's absolutely magnificent. Yeah,
I love it. You've put him on the big stage, Kirk. Was it preempted, or did you just feel it and went with it?
I knew, because that was my first sort of intro into media, so I didn't have too much training or anything, and I knew it was my first cross with the Saturday afternoon team, so I had a little bit of a think about what I'd like to do, and then Yeah, and then just threw it out there.
I love it.
Honestly, Kirky, I mean, the funny thing for me is that I mean, obviously I was with Mick and I threw down to you, but I wasn't involved in what you then had to say. I thought it was brilliant. I loved it. But people call it Thanks Basil, and so without even being involved, I've had all the kudos and notoriety, Kirky. Thank you.
No, all good, mate. No problems at all.
Is it a little bit too far that Basil suggested to Gil McLaughlin that the Thanks Basil, because it was voted the biggest moment in AFL history, right, gets the lap of honour? Is that just a step too far on Saturday?
You and I in a car, open top at half time, Kirky.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure about that, but it's very funny. My son's mates, they were all got on board for that voting, and
I love it. That's so fantastic.
Well done, Kirky, mate, and good luck for the weekend. Sydney, yes, in a fantastic spot. We're in to watch a huge grand final for the neutrals as well. So all the best, mate, with the Swannies.
You're a ripper, Kirky. Yeah. Can you give us a thanks, Basil, thanks, on the way out?
Good luck for the next adventure, Basil. Thanks, Basil.
Great, Kirk, the Sydney Swans on you, brother.